It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
And happy Friday afternoon to you, Kansaland. Jake Spaulding, courtside here in Dodge City. Chris Boswell alongside me. Seth Tollefson doing phenomenal engineering and producing this back in the studios. Phenomenal work as always, Mr. Tollefson. And we've got a big day for you here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll run it down quickly for you here as it's the Donovan West Lady Mustangs coming into this contest now with a 19-5 record as they defeated the eight-time defending state champion Central Plains Oilers by 20 in the quarterfinal round to make themselves here into the semifinals, where they will take on the top-seeded Norwich Eagles, who come in with a 22-2 record. A little bit later on today here on 103.9 FM, following this game will be Riverside against St. Mary's Colgan, and then following that game here on 103.9, it'll be Silver Lake and Goodland. Those are all semifinals here today, all on the girls' side. Frankfurt will play tonight at 6 p.m. on 92.1. That is also a semifinal game here on this Friday. And then another game will be played on 92.1. That's the boys, the lone boys team remaining up in Great Bend. Axtell at 8 o'clock on 92.1. I'm going to bring my color commentator, my partner, my friend, Bozzy, onto the broadcast now. And well, here's the thing. It's a semifinal matchup. Donovan West-Norwich, the second time in 3 years these two teams have matched up. And, again, it's the top seed versus the five seed. How are you feeling right now when if you're Coach Perry Smith?
You know, if I'm Coach Perry Smith, I'm actually feeling really confident. The girls played really well a couple days ago, knocked off the powerhouse Central Plains. I think they got a lot of confidence, and they're familiar with Norwich. They've played them several times. Their girls are going to be well prepared. I think Donovan West, they know what to expect. They know how they need to run things and how to operate to get a win tonight. And I'm telling you, it's just, you're one game away. You know, your message in the locker room is this is it. It's in the palm of your hand. You just got to go out and take it.
Time right now for our pregame as we've got Donovan West, the five seed. Again, 19-5. The Mustangs taking on the Eagles from Norwich. Norwich coached by Mike Claver in his 39th season. Perry Smith in his 7th season for the Mustangs. The Mustangs take the floor. We're going to step aside and have an interview this morning here with Coach Perry Smith talking about today's action. Mustangs and Eagles coming up here on your local sports authority, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network, 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait to complete our free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home, far from debt.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-1602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Hey, Kansas Land, Jake Spaulding here with Coach Perry Smith. Donovan West Lady Mustangs semifinal action about to get underway as Norwich top seed takes on the Donovan West Mustangs, the 5 seed. Coach, guys able to knock off a Central Plains team and end that 8-9-time state champion from Central Plains. Tell me how the last 24 to 36 hours has been for you guys.
Well, we had a good evening the night, the first round night. Then we got to go to work for Norwich today, and we've spent 24 hours on them. So we've got ourselves in position to play the next round, and that's what's important. So that's what we've been planning on. It was a great win, but we've got to put it in the rearview mirror and get ready for the next one.
Now, you told me kind of on off air the other day about a 3-hour rule for you and your coaching staff. You guys got to work against Norwich, a team that not only you're familiar with the team, but the coach as well for Norwich. Just tell me a little bit about the history that you know that this style is going to be played against Norwich today.
Well, they're the polar opposite of us. They're very methodical in what they do. They're big, physical inside. They rebound the ball really well. That may be their best offense as they throw it up and go get it. And they've been that way a long time. Coach Claver has always kind of been that way. We've played them several times back in my days at Wetmore and now here at D-West. This will be the second time in 3 years that we've played them in the semifinals. So, we're kind of familiar with them, and we're definitely familiar with their style. And hopefully our style is the one that we impose our will with and get it played at our tempo, because that's going to be key tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, the familiarity, just a couple years ago, semifinal game, same structure, and Norwich was able to get you guys. Is that a motivational factor for some of the girls on this team, for you guys on the coaching staff of saying, hey, not only do we want to get to a state title, but we want to do it by beating Norwich this time around?
Well, I don't know if we definitely have talked about it. They know about it. We have those 3 seniors as well as Melina Wettstein. All 3 played big roles for us at that time, and they all are very familiar with what went on, no question about it. But 2 kind of different teams, 2 years apart, they have none of the same faces. So it'll be a great test. And like I said, they've got a lot of tradition. They've won a lot of games. They've been to the state tournament a multitude of years, so we're not gonna surprise them. They're not gonna be unprepared. It'll be 2 good teams getting after it for sure.
Tip off's coming up here momentarily. Coach Perry Smith of the Donovan West Lady Mustangs. Coach, let's talk about your team a little bit here again. A really dominant performance against Central Plains, where offense was clicking, defense was clicking, run out opportunities were there. Let's talk about the offensive side of the basketball for your girls. We talked about Avery Weathersby needing to be a big factor. But you had some other girls step up against Central Plains. What is your focus going to be on the offensive side here today?
Well, we want to attack the paint. I mean, they're big, they're long, but we need to get the ball to the paint. Paint touches, whether it's on the drive or the pass, and then it doesn't have to be paint scores necessarily, but it can be kick out threes. It can be, just us being us. We've got to attack the basket, and if we're not going to attack the basket, it could be a long day. But we will. And Avery has to be big. They're, like I said, all that size inside her and Kyra Johnson and Katie Johnson are going to have to battle that size. But we've done that before. Hanover's got 3 6-footers in the game most of the time. We've kind of seen it. So hopefully tomorrow tonight we come in and battle them in that and give us a chance to get that, get up and down a little bit. And it's the defensive end that's going to need to carry us. We've got to impose our will on the defensive end where we can get that tempo where we want it to be played. And if we do that, I think we'll be happy with the outcome.
Now, we talked about it a little bit in pregame of the Central Plains game. The Twin Valley League is just a league above itself. It kind of sits out there on an island as one of the best leagues, if not the best, in Kansas. Does going up against Hanover twice and the different teams in the TVL, is that what really prepares you for this game in this moment right now?
I think it is. I've said it a multitude of times the last 24 hours. We see, Central Plains a great team, tremendous history, tremendous team, but we see them about every week. We run into somebody a lot like that, whether it's Hanover, Centralia, Frankfurt, I could go on and on and on. So You know, we've seen that stuff. I think we're battle tested. The other thing that I think it is, I think we're hungry. You know, I think the girls finished in volleyball third place. I think that bothered them. You know, 2 years ago, I know how they feel with that because we felt like we were a state championship type team and we just didn't get it done. So I think that hunger's there, and I think that push to finish up strong is going to be there as well.
Coach Perry Smith of the Donovan West Lady Mustangs. Mustangs take on Norwich. Here, tip-off coming up momentarily. Coach, good luck today, and hopefully we talk to you after the game.
Thank you, Jake.
Coach Perry Smith of the Donovan West Mustangs. Tip-off coming up here in just a few moments on 103.9 KNZA.
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait to complete our free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home, far from debt.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
Kansaland Radio.
And back here at United Wireless Arena. Special thanks to Coach Perry Smith for always being greatly accommodating. Anytime we want to get pregame wrap-up or postgame wrap-ups or pregame interviews as well, because, again, that's what we want. We want the inside scoop. What's going through the head of the head coach here for Donovan West? Jake Spaulding courtside. Chris Boswell next to me. Seth Tollison back at the studios. And Bobby, you know, again, we got the number one versus the number five team here in this state tournament as D-West Mustangs take the floor here out of the locker room, getting closer to tip-off. We'll have starters, and then we'll have an anthem, then starters. And so we'll have one more break before we get everything going. But, Abazi, you're looking at your sheet. You're looking at the floor right now. And Coach Perry Smith talked about how his girls are a little bit hungry. These two teams met in the 2021 semifinals here at this exact state tournament. And Norwich defeated Donovan West 54-49 in that semifinal round. Why do you think they're so hungry this season?
Well, anytime you lose a game like that in a semifinal, it stings. And I think Coach Perry kind of talked about it. They really felt like they were, you know, potentially the better team that night. It just didn't happen for them. So that kind of stings. It just sits in the back of your throat. You're like, God, we had an opportunity. We didn't take advantage of it. So that fuels the fire and the hunger. And now they're here with that same opportunity. So it's pretty easy kind of as a coach to go and motivate your girls with that. Throw that little nugget out there like, hey, we were right here 2 years ago and we didn't take advantage. So I expect these girls, like I said, they're playing with a bunch of confidence. I feel like again, looking at them on film and watching them, Coach Smith said, you know, they feel like they are the better team. They're just two different styles. Norwich has got size. Donovan West has some speed and guard play. So it's going to be really interesting in this game. I think the huge kind of key of this whole bout this afternoon is going to be which team imposes their will. Exactly right. I mean, again, each team has different styles. They're polar opposites, as Coach Smith alluded to in his pregame conversation with me, because D-West wants to run. Norwich, they want to slow things down. And when you're looking at the two teams, Donovan West has three girls that were a part of that team that lost a year ago, against this Norwich team, and Kyra Johnson, Milena Wettstein, and Avery Weathersby that have experience against this Norwich team. But Norwich is bringing back not a single soul from that team. And so for them, they're not thinking about it from that perspective at all. Norwich is going to be bringing out girls that are averaging 13-9, 12.3 steals. That's 9 rebounds for Kirsten Adams. We talked about the height, Bozzie, but what is your coaching perspective of when you see polar opposite teams take the floor? What's D-West got to do really in this game in order to get this victory?
Well, they've got to establish tempo early on. I mean, if they want to run, they have to run at every opportunity. They also need to pressure Norwich.
You're right.
Yeah, they've got to pressure them enough. One way to make it hard on teams that have size is to pressure their guards. Don't let them make easy entry passes into the post. Norwich is going to want to slow down. They're going to want to execute offense. So I think it's just hugely important for Donovan West to get out, run early, and really pressure the guards from Norwich.
Norwich won their opening round game in the beginning of this tournament over Canton Galva, 42-34. Donovan West defeated Central Plains 60-40. We've got a semifinal coming up here in just a few moments. The winner goes to a state title game tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And Donovan West trying to make it there for the first time in school history, trying to knock off a Norwich team that kept them from that 2 years ago. And Perry Smith trying to bring a crown home and a trophy to the Highland area here in Northeast Kansas. It's all coming up next with the opening tip and starters here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNCA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Are you tired of tires that need to be retired? Look no further than Triple L Tire in Highland to help you find the right tire for whatever car, truck, or ag equipment you have. Triple L Tire can make tire purchases quick and easy, not only to fit your budget, but a choice you can be confident with. Remember, they offer full-service oil changes too, plus front-end suspension work and four-wheel alignments. Give them a call at 785-444-TIRE. That's Triple L Tire in Highland and online, tripleltire.com.
Experienced, trustworthy, local, and accessible. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland is on your side for legal advice. General practice attorney and strong supporter of area students and athletes. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland.
Greenbelt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Greenbelt Insurance. Online at greenbeltinsurance.com and Facebook.
With nearly 40 years under our belt at Taylor Seed Farms, we continue to focus on honesty and integrity. We've set the standard for personalized customer service. Our corn and soybeans are field-tested and tried in your growing environment. Taylor High Quality Seed. We stake our name on it. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com to find the hybrids and varieties that are right for you.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Highland Hardware, for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs and maintenance, tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland. Go Mustangs!
Gansaland Radio.
And welcome back to Dodge City. The United Wireless Arena is the site for this Class 1A Division 1 State Semi-Final Round. Jake Spaulding and Chris Fonzo courtside. Seth Tollison back in the studios producing this thing. And I'll tell you right now, Bosby, if you're not excited from the PA announcer announcing these starting lineups, you don't have much of a sporting spirit, as these starting lineups are getting announced right now. Tip-off moments away. One team's going to move on to a state title tomorrow.
Well, it's, you know, the quarterfinal round is interesting because there's nerves, but it's almost like it's just a game. We just got to get by this one. That's kind of the mentality. Just win this game and move on. Now you're in the semifinals. Now you can kind of taste that championship. So nerves may be a little bit more of an issue. A lot of excitement here today, ready for this game.
So we're going to get you the starting lineups here for the Donovan West Mustangs. Be the visitors in the road navies. Navy on navy with orange letters and numerals trimmed in white. Starting for the Mustangs, a 5'7 senior Kyra Johnson, 5'7 senior Claire Cole, 5'4 sophomore Brenna Eady, 5'9 junior Milena Wettstein, and 5'9 senior Avery Weathersby. Coach Smith said Weathersby, Wettstein, Cole, and Johnson, the four seniors, got to play huge here in this contest, and they will pull off the upset against Norwich. For Norwich, it'll be Reagan Smith, a 5'5 freshman, Tasia Sandelson, a 5'7 senior, 5'7 senior Haley Sheets, down low a 5'10 sophomore Kirsten Adams. And then Brooklyn Sheets, a 5'7 junior. Brooklyn Sheets averaging 7.6 boards. And then Kirsten Adams, a sophomore, 13.9 rebounds a game. For the Mustangs, we're looking for Avery Weathersby, averages double figures. And Kyra Johnson, who had a massive game in the opening round, scoring 18.
I think the official score table, they called the official over before we ever get started in this ball game, and they're looking at scorebook or lineup issue before the game's ever started.
Yeah, I think that there was a miscommunication possibly on the official scorebook. And so they're saying that Avery Weathersby was not in the starting lineup according to the book. So Weathersby will have to come off the bench. Katie Johnson will get the start for Donovan West. So for the Mustangs, it'll be Katie Johnson, Kyra Johnson, Claire Cole, Brenna Eady, and Avery Weathersby. Coach Smith says, all right, here we go. Officials say we're good to go. Score table says they're good to go. We've got the Norwich Eagles student section behind us, Bosley. It's pretty loud right now.
Rowdy. Great environment. There's nothing better. State tournament basketball.
The officials at the center of the court. Weathersby against Adams. And it's won by the Eagles as Adams tips it back to Braylon Kelly, the 5'8 junior guard. Man-to-man defense here by Donovan West to begin things here.
Well, we talked about pressure. Donovan West guards, they're pressuring the ball all the way out, probably 25, 30 feet away from the basket.
Tasia Johnson to the top. Samson, excuse me, to the right wing it goes. This is Braylon Kelly, drives the lane, loses the handle, but collects it. Now Adams on the right wing. Entry pass down low. Layup is good from Braylon Kelly, the junior.
Well, that time Donovan West, they got lost a little give and go, and Braylon Kelly was the benefactor of that.
Claire Cole with it on the left wing for the Mustangs. Now Kyra Johnson will reach that offense. Ask for Brenna Eady to come up and get the screen from Johnson. Right-handed dribble, weave action to Claire Cole on the right wing. Looking for Weathersby down low, can't find her. Now Kyra back up to Weathersby on the right wing. Now driving in is Brenna Eady, needs some help, nobody home. Needs some help nearing a 5-second count. Has to get rid of the basketball, and there's a 5-second call. Turnover on Donovan West, number one. Brenna Eady, the 5'4" sophomore, dribbles into the lane, Ozzy, and nobody able to help her out.
Well, it was a good drive. She got 2 feet in the paint, but she couldn't turn the corner, had to pick up her dribble, and then she was stuck.
Full court pressure here by the Mustangs. Following the turnover, and it's broken by the Eagles. Across the right corner is Haley Sheets. Now in the middle of the floor, Tejas Samuelson fires left wing, head fake, maybe a travel, but getting away with it, Adams, her shot, no, rebound, ripped down by Avery Weathersby for the Mustangs. Here come the Mustangs in transition. Claire Cole on the right wing. Melina Westside just checked in the ballgame a moment ago. Weathersby to the rack, her shot missed, rebound, a jump ball, possession's going to go to the Mustangs.
Yeah, great hustle that time. Donovan West, Melina Westside. Got in there, able to tie him up and get another possession for Donovan West.
Tyra Johnson to trigger it in here for the Mustangs. Underneath their own basket, we're a minute and a half into this contest. 2-0, Norwich with the lead. Here's Westside, left-handed drive, shot, missed. Rebound, top four, Weathersby had it momentarily, but it's poked away. Now here comes Norwich, quickly up the floor, Adams on the left wing, deflected by Weathersby. Collecting it, though, are the Eagles on the baseline. An offensive foul will be called. Charge here, taken by Donovan West, Kyra Johnson, first personal foul here on Braylon Kelly.
A really good job that time by Johnson. She got her feet set. Braylon Kelly, that's the second time she's been able to catch the ball going to the rim, but that time they were able to take the charge on her.
2-0, Eagles from Norwich, the top seed in this state tournament, with the advantage on a Braylon Kelly bucket. Donovan West with the basketball. Then ED across the timeline. Left-handed dribble into the lane. Scoop shot off the window. No. Rebound tucked around and collected by Norwich.
Oh, a really good look by Edie. She had left-hand drive down the lane. Problem is, got some size inside for Norwich. Just distracted her a little bit.
Top of the key, it's Braylon Kelly. Picked up her dribble, guarded by Weststein. Now Adams has it on the right wing. She's guarded by Kyra Johnson. Spinning into the lane. Gets it back out. Now Norwich does. Out to Smith. Step through on the shot. Bank, no. Rebound, not four. And Avery Weathersby comes away with it. Mustangs looking to run out in transition. Here's Edie on the right lane line. Tries to pass off the pole, and it's out of bounds. It'll go to Donovan West as they hit out of bounds before Claire Cole could touch it.
Yeah, you can tell. I mean, Donovan West, their game plan. They got to get out and run, get up and down the floor. And sometimes, here's the thing, you don't necessarily have to have great success running the floor early on in the game, but the goal is to wear down your opponent when you get easy buckets later.
Here's the trigger. Now Edie in the lane. Kicks it out top of the key. Left side, who can hit a three, but she drives this time. Soft shot, missed. Rebound collected by Brooklyn Sheets of the Eagles. Rebounding advantage right now, especially on the defensive side for Norwich, allowing Donovan West just one shot.
Well, Edie really defending hard out on the perimeter.
She drew the tall task against Temecki from Central Plains and held a 22-point game score to just six. Here's an aggressive attack by Braylon Kelly, and she banks it home. It's 4-0 Norwich.
And that's one thing you give up when you pressure out so far away from the basket. If you let him get by and drive, then you're going to be in trouble.
Westside threes off the mark. Rebound cleared here by Reagan Smith, who just checked in for the Eagles. Nearly travels with it. Gets the top of the key to Sheets. Brooklyn now to the right side. Back to Smith to reset offense. Now high post action. A flash from Kirsten Adams. She elevates that shot. Rims in and out. Rebound by Weathersby for the Fangs. Donovan West looking to push up the floor. Melina left side. Scoop shot. No. Too strong. Weathersby with the rebound. Put back. They're going to call it an offensive foul on the rebound by Avery Weathersby. She made the basket, but wiped it off the board.
Tough break that time. Weathersby, she tried to get that offensive rebound. I feel like that was actually the right call. She went through Norwich's defender there, but great effort, great hustle. Here's the thing. I don't think it's any reason to panic, but Donovan West just hasn't been able to buy a bucket early on.
Katie Johnson back into the game. Westside will go to the sideline here. Near travel again by Norwich. This defense by the Mustangs definitely speeding up the Eagles here early on. Nearing a 5-second count. Doesn't get called. Now into the corner it goes to Marissa Brewster. Just checked in for Norwich. High post action to Adams. Swings it left wing. That's Smith. She's guarded by Claire Cole. Smith with a right-handed dribble trying to go down the right lane line. Picks up her dribble. And swings it out to the left wing it goes. A three on the way. This is Kelly, and she's got all 7 points.
Well, she averages 12 a game for Norwich, and she's got 7 here in the first quarter.
7-0 Norwich here. 3.5 to go in the first frame. Donovan West will try to take the lid off this basket. Kyra Johnson dribble drive. Kicks it out to Cole. Now back to Kyra. So reset offense. Man-to-man defense here by the Eagles early on. Edie, nice split to the defender, fights it home, and Brenna Edie gets the scoring started for the Stangs.
Here's the encouraging thing for Donovan West. Edie has been able to get to the rim 3 times early on in this ballgame, so dribble drive opportunities will be open.
Pressure broken by Norwich in the front court now. It's Haley Sheets. Norwich going left to right across your radio dial. Now on the baseline, it comes to Braylon Kelly. He's got all 7 Norwich points. Top of the key, head faking on 3, Smith. Now in the right corner it goes. Back out to Smith. She'll fire a three. Blocked at the top of the key by Katie Johnson. She had three blocks in the opening round. She has one here. Now Weathersby. Avery in the lane. Scoops around the defender. Bank shot is good.
That's what Donovan Lust wants. Missed shot. Get the rebound. No outlet. Weathersby took it all the way down the court. That's what they want. Get up and down quick.
Full court pressure being applied. And a traveling violation. The first turnover on Norwich. And the Mustangs on a 4-0 run and force a turnover. Wettstein back into the game. Avery Weathersby will take a seat. 2:44 to go in the first.
Again, you know, it's awful early in the game, but sometimes when things don't go well, you can see the kids start to panic a little bit. Donovan West, they're fine. They're getting good shots. Just haven't made but a couple now.
Renna Eady, the right-handed dribble, gets it off to Milena Wettstein. Now into the corner. Claire Cole, she can hit a three. It's on the way. It's short. Rebound fought for and brought in by Norwich.
Yeah, another good look, though.
Up the court they go to Marissa Brewster. Now top of the key, it's Kristen Adams. Man-to-man defense still intact here for the Mustangs. They expect that for the duration of this contest. Down low, a foul on Katie Johnson. And it's going to send Kristen Adams to the line for a two-shot foul.
Well, I've noticed Donovan West right now, they're at a size disadvantage. You can't let a backside post come in front of you and get position on the block, and that's what happened. Johnson got stuck behind her.
Second team foul, first on Katie Johnson. So at the line is Kristen Adams, and the first one rolls home. 2:19 to go here in the opening quarter. Now 8-4, Norwich with the lead as Brooklyn Sheets checks back in to replace Marissa Brewster for the Eagles. Isaac tries it and buys it. Does Adams substitution again as Norwich has already gone 8 deep on their bench. Donovan West has gone 6 deep.
I think Norwich, they understand what Donovan's trying to do. They're trying to run him up and down the floor, so I would expect to see Norwich substituting a lot, just keeping fresh bodies on the floor.
Weathersby back in. Kyra Johnson goes out. 9-4 Norwich. 2:15 to go in the opening quarter. Into the corner, short corner in front of us. Milena Westside, give and go to Avery Weathersby. Skip pass to Edie. Brennan drives in the lane. Head fakes. Shot up. Off the back iron, no. Rebound brought down by Norwich. One and done for the Mustangs. Tapping a handful of times here in this opening frame.
Yeah, they're getting great looks. They're getting to the rim, and that'll pay dividends for them down the road.
Backside fine. Shot blocked by Katie Johnson, her second of the game. Fight for it. It's on the deck. Ripping it away is Norwich now on the deck. Ball still free. Coming away with it, though, of the Eagles.
Wow, bodies everywhere. Great effort, both sides.
Kelly at the top of the key will reset offense into Adams. She's popped. My Weathersby now a drive baseline and losing the handle on it is traveling violation called on Norwich, their second turnover as Coach Perry Smith holds up four fingers. That's how many points the Mustangs have. They're trailing by 5 with 1:33 to go.
Yeah, it was a really good defensive possession that time by Donovan West. They didn't allow any dribble drives, any basket cuts. They just were solid, staying in front of the person they were defending.
Tyra Johnson back in. Katie Johnson out to the original starting five that Coach Smith wanted. They couldn't have because of a book violation that they had to get changed up. So Edie, Wettstein, Kyra Johnson, Claire Cole, and Avery Weathersby. Here's Claire Cole on the right wing. Dribble weave hand off to Brenna Edie. Tries to find a cutting Weathersby, but throws it too high. Second turnover on the Mustangs with 1:20 to go in this opening quarter.
Really good action by Donovan West, though. A little dribble weave on top, and then they tried to get a pick and roll. Edie just threw it a little bit too hard, and it turned it over.
Near turnover here by the Eagles, and it is. Donovan West coming away with him, the full court pressure. Claire Cole on the right wing. Entry pass goes to Kyra Johnson. Now a grip it around the horn. Renna Eady, top of the key, looking to go off the bounce, and she does. Now Weathersby outside to Cole. Claire thought about a three. Now gets out to Kyra Johnson. So driving the lane, kick in the corner. Eady head fakes on a three. Entry pass to Kyra Johnson. Turn around jumper in the lane off the window. No. Rebound ripped down by Braylon Kelly. So 9-4, under 45 seconds to go in this first frame. The Mustang team that averages just over 53 points a game, held to just 4 here. Now 35 seconds left, and Norwich, the scout says they will take the air out of the basketball if you let them. Now under 30 seconds to go. Top of the key, they keep it with Haley Sheets. She's guarded by Edie. A 5 count has started. Edie's trying to stay with her. Now goes to the left wing, Braylon Kelly, who has 7 of the Norwich 9. Now top of the key, Tasia Samuelson gets a screen, picks up her dribble, finds it inside, head faking on a jumper. Brewster, she'll throw it off the window, and up the rim with 7 seconds. Mustangs with 3 seconds
Edie with 2 seconds. They don't know how much time's left on the clock, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. And as Julius 11, Jonathan West 4. We've reached the end of one. Second quarter action upcoming after this 1 minute timeout here on 103.9 FM, KNBA.
Friends and neighbors, live easier through many financial services provided by the Bendina State Bank. They're your community-minded local bank, delivered to hard work for their friends and neighbors. Financial services provided include checking and savings accounts and loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Depend on your friends at the Bendina State Bank to help secure your future. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Are you tired of tires that need to be retired? Look no further than Triple L Tire in Highland to help you find the right tire for whatever car, truck, or ag equipment you have. Triple L Tire can make tire purchases quick and easy, not only to fit your budget, but a choice you can be confident with. Remember, they offer full-service oil changes too, plus front-end suspension work and four-wheel alignments. Give them a call at 785-444-TIRE. That's Triple L Tire in Highland and online, tripleltire.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Dodge City at the end of the first quarter, it's 11-4 Norwich with the lead, and they'll have the basketball. Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell at courtside here at United Wireless Arena. Seth Olson back in the studios. Norwich with the basketball, up by 7, their largest lead of the game. Was 7-0 to begin this game. Then a 4-0 run by the Mustangs. Now a 4-0 run extended by the Eagles. Outside, a 3 on the way is good from Norwich as Tasia Sanderson gets the second 3 in the bucket for the Eagles. Their lead now is 10. The Dolphins, they've done a really good job of pressuring on the perimeter, but they're letting dribble drive and then kick out the shooters. 3 missed by Edie. Offensive rebound. Now an opportunity from Weatherby. That's no good. Weatherby, another rebound. Scoop shot. No, but she's fouled. And Avery Weatherby will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair.
And that's what you got to have. If your offense isn't rolling, they're not making any shots. Donovan West, you got to find a way to get some offensive rebounds. There was 2 offensive boards on that possession alone. It's going to lead to some free throws by Weatherby.
Avery, a 63% foul shooter on the season. First one, off the back heel, no good. That foul was on Brooklyn Sheets of Norwich, just her first and the team's second. So Weatherby, one more toss here to try and get the Mustangs within 9. On a way, and it's good. Weathersby with 3 of the 5 Mustang points. Edie with 2. Johnson, Kyra, no points. Willana Weststein, no points here in the early going. It's 14-5. Norwich, 7:15 to go in the opening half. Still man-to-man defense by the Mustangs. It's Weststein, Edie, Kyra Johnson, Claire Cole, and Avery Weathersby on the floor for Donovan West. Brooklyn Sheets at the top of the key for the Eagles, moving left to right across your radio dial. Now in the right corner, it's Braylon Kelly. He's got 7 of the 14 for Norwich. With Norwich, they're really working their offense. They're trying to create some mismatches. They have the size advantage to begin with, but what you'll see is a post-to-post screen, and then the weak side post comes up for a high ball screen, which created the mismatch and the switch. Braylon Kelly hits a 3 from the top of the key. A screen came, and she hits bottom. She averages 12 a game, has 10 now, and the lead is now 12 for Norwich, their largest of the game. Left side, right lane line drive is good as Milena. She averages 8 a game, need to get her going. Here's a loose ball on the deck. Fight for it. Should be a jump ball possession, Mustangs. Turnover on Norwich number 4.
Yeah, that's what Donovan West is going to continue to do. Pressure, pressure, pressure. A little full court 1-2-2 trap there. It was, they got a good trap, tried to hit the middle. Player flashing for Norwich, and Donovan West able to get the steal on that.
So the Mustangs with the basketball, trailing now by 10, 17-7. Weathersby, right corner, it's Edie, should drive baseline, cut off, finds Katie Johnson, who just checked into the game. Now Tyra Johnson, top of the key, dishes it off to Weathersby, so driving the lane. Avery, contact, lays up a shot, it rings home for Avery Weathersby.
Well, I don't know how there wasn't a blocking foul on that, on the shot. Should have probably been an and-one, but take the bucket.
Down by 8. Here's pressure by the Mustangs. Nearly a backcourt traps there, but a foul will be called on Avery Weathersby, and that's going to be her second.
Boy, that was a great trap. It was right across half court. Really had the player from Norwich stuck in that corner. She dribbled down the sideline, and Weathersby gets caught with the block.
So 2 now on Weathersby. She's got to come out as back into the game for the Mustangs will be Katie Johnson. Weathersby, kind of that catalyst right now for the Mustangs, leading them in points with 5. Now in the lane, traveling violation will be called as that's the 5th turnover on Norwich. And Bozzi, we looked at our first quarter statistics. It was 10-5 on the rebounding advantage in favor of Norwich, and Norwich is going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 30 seconds on the break. 17-9 Norwich, 5:36 to go in the opening half. We're back in 30 here to Dodge City on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
Been putting off an electrical project? Stonebarger Electric of Highland is your local electrician for residential and commercial projects. Michael Stonebarger has more than 15 years' experience in Northeast Kansas and is currently looking to add a new electrician to his team. When you need electrical, thanks, Stonebarger Electric.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here at Dodge City, United Wireless Arena, Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell, out of the coach, Mike Claver, timeout from Norwich. Donovan West with the basketball, trailing by 8. Obviously, we were briefly talking about the rebounding disparity in that first quarter. What has got to change here for the Mustangs if they trail by 8?
Well, the only thing with the rebounding was that Donovan West could not buy a basket, so there was a lot of defensive rebound opportunities.
Here's a shot up by Kyra Johnson, missed, but Katie Johnson, offensive rebound. Entry pass, Kyra Johnson, her shot missed. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up the window, up and through.
A great effort by Kyra Johnson. She missed a couple of shots there. She didn't give up on it, stayed with it, able to finally get it to fall.
Nearly stepping out of bounds, but breaking pressure are the Eagles. Up into the front court it goes as Haley shoots now to Adams at the left elbow. 17-11, your score with Norwich in front. They've led the entirety of this game. But just a moment ago, we're up by 12. Now it's down to 6. Six-point run by Donovan West. Top of the key it comes to Reagan Smith. 4:45 to go in the opening half. Into the corner, head faking on a 3 is Haley Sheets. She spins at the baseline. Now a 3 on the way by Reagan Smith. Trying to bank it home. Knocked out of bounds. It'll go to the Mustangs. Off the hand of Kirsten Adams. E. West continuing to try to build on this run.
Donovan West, one thing they're doing, they're helping off onto the post. So when the ball goes into the high post, some of the guards will reach down and dig on that. But one thing we got to be careful with, Braylon Kelly's got 10 points already. I don't know that we'd leave her open on the perimeter.
Brenna Edie, top of the key for the Mustangs. Gets a screen from Katie Johnson. Reset, top of the key to Milena Epstein. Now the right wing, Edie dribbles with the left hand back between the circles. Now near side corner it comes, Kyra Johnson. She'll dribble it back out. With 4:15 to go in the opening half, Mustangs trailing by 6. Here's Edie. That's a cold player. Head fakes on a 3. Into the lane. Needs some help. Finds Milena Epstein. Tries to dish it down low, but right in the hands of Norwich. Third turnover on the Mustangs. Taken away there by Braylon Kelly. Kelly now to the short corner it goes to Kirsten Adams, guarded by Katie Johnson. Adams, wild shot, rebound backside by Kyra Johnson. Here come the Mustangs in transition. Brenna Edie has it knocked away momentarily. She'll pull up from 10. It's good. Brenna Edie with her fourth point of the ball game, and just like that, Boswell, it's 17-13. Norwich's lead is down to 4.
And that's what Donovan West needed, to make a basket outside of the lane. That's the first jump shot they've hit. Maybe that'll give them some confidence.
Outside it goes to Adams, trying to find baseline. She does to Braylon Kelly, who's got 10. Top of the key. Now back inside to Brooklyn Sheets. Into the short corner it goes. Haley Sheets. Down low now. Kelly, turnaround Jay over 2 defenders is no good. Rebound, Kyra Johnson. Quickly up the floor to Claire Cole. Claire, right-handed base shot. Too strong. Rebounded Norwich. Coach Perry Smith pleading for a foul there, but Cole kind of a little sped up right there. 3:03 remaining in this opening half. The D-West Mustang defense stepping up.
And Norwich is getting really, really tired. Braylon Kelly, the leading scorer for Norwich. She is gassed right now.
Has the dribble, now hands it off to Reagan Smith, and a steal by Claire Cole. Claire, left lane line, absorbs contact, fakes it home over a defender, and Claire Cole, her first bucket of the game, hits a two-point contest.
Well, what a great shot. A lot of contact on that basket. No foul called, but Cole doesn't care. She went ahead and made the basket.
17-14, Norwich quickly down to Brooklyn Sheets. One dribble, shot up. The foul will be called from the outside official as Katie Johnston and Milena Epstein double team. And the foul is going to go, I believe, on Katie Johnston. That's going to be her second.
Boy, I just don't know how in the world Coach Perry Smith talking to him right now. I don't know how you call a foul. Both girls standing straight up and down. And it's going to put Brooklyn Sheets to the line. Well, she will shoot two. And the first one is on the way and good. So to stop a run, Norwich hits a free throw. That was a run, Mr. Boswell, of 8-0 by Donovan West to pull within two. Bigger pardon, it was a 10-0 run. They were down 12, so a 10-0 run by Donovan West, stopped here by Brooklyn Sheets with that first free throw. 2:30 to go in the opening half. Second toss is good as well. Well, you're seeing 4 out of 4 from the line from the Eagles. 19-15 Norwich, 2:25 to go in the opening half. Here's Edie, blows by a defender, lays it home. Ray Edie, the quick, shifty sophomore guard for the Mustangs. And the Mustangs now back within two.
No, Edie's been able to do that all game long. She just wasn't making shots early, so they're having really good success with that.
Donovan West switches defense, now in a zone as Avery Weathersby checks back in with those two fouls. Outside it goes, dribbling into the lane, shot up, blocked at the net. Rebound though, put back up and through by Marissa Brewster as Weathersby got the block quickly up the floor. Here come the Mustangs. Edie out of the rack. Oh, front of Edie, how about you?
Well, a nice little Euro step that time from Edie. They got again out in transition, led to an easy bucket.
And another turnover, but taken back away by the Eagles. Brewster, her bank shot. No, rebound by Weathersby. With 36 to go in the opening half, 21-19. Now Westside, thought about a transition three, gives it off to Brenna Edie in the Mustangs, a reset offense. Brenna, she wants that three, but she'll dribble it to the right wing. Now Avery Weathersby, as both teams collectively take their breath. 1:15, clock moving, and Coach Perry Smith sees Kyra Thompson, a senior, says back things out. We'll run some offense here. Brenna Edie with the dribble on the right wing, kicks it over to Weathersby, checked out at Claire Cole. Now Cole at the free throw line. Outside to Johnson, entry pass, Avery Weathersby, power dribble, top of the key, Claire Cole, three on the way for the Mustangs for the lead. No. Out of bounds, it'll go to Norwich as Coach Perry Smith will bring back in Katie Johnson, I believe, for Avery Weathersby, and it will be. And full court pressure situation here for the Mustangs, 53 seconds to go in the opening half.
With that really good possession with Donovan West, they ran some really good offense, they got the post entry they wanted. And here's the thing, I don't think Donovan West has really taken a bad shot in this entire game. They're getting really good looks.
Diamond press here by the Mustangs, broken by the Eagles. In the front court, it's Kelly, nearly goes back court with it as she finds her teammate in Haley Sheets. 36 seconds to go in the opening half. Does Norwich pull out for one final shot? Up by two. Top of the key, they dribble handoff. Now Braylon Kelly maybe gets away with an extended of an arm there. Now on the baseline, short corner, it's Kirsten Adams. Skip pass to the right wing, Tasia Samuelson. And Norwich seems that they will hold for the final shot here. Man-to-man here by Donovan West. Now Kelly will drive left. Lane line, it's a blocking foul will be called here on Molina Westside. Oh, man, Braylon Kelly was an aggressive left lane line take.
Yeah, tough break. I thought she was there. Molina. Yeah, she was set, looked like. I don't know what the official saw. Different angle
we got.
They're actually
going to call it on the floor, too. And so no shooting foul. So 12.6 seconds to go in the opening half. Norwich with the basketball on the left wing. Now top of the key goes. Adams, turnaround, Jay, missed. Rebound, Brewster, put back up and through. 3 seconds to go until the end of the first half. 1 second. Edie heaves it from half court short, and we've reached halftime. Norwich 23, Donovan West 19. But an explosive 15-point second quarter for the Mustangs pulls them back within four as they trail 23-19. The Wilsons Direct Motors and Tires halftime show is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
103.9 FM, KNZA. Eggs are cheaper in the country.
tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
Johnson Ag is proud to support strong, growing student athletes. Just like the Golden Harvest seed that Johnson Ag offers that are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Great varieties of Golden Harvest seed are available and built for real life, just like Johnson Ag of Bendina. Online at JohnsonAginc.com.
Bank of Denton, established in 1894 and continued full-service banking you can count on. Paul and staff look forward to helping you with all of your banking solutions. Bank of Denton, standing strong and proudly serving you in Denton for nearly 120 years. Member FDIC.
Bill and Marilyn Young with Bendina Insurance Agency are proud to support local schools and ready to handle all your crop insurance needs. With over three decades of experience, if you have insurance questions or are interested in a free crop insurance quote, call or stop by Bendina Insurance Agency, 988-4245.
Eagle Electric is your partner for residential and commercial contracting of all electrical work. Call Ben Leatherman at 785-741-1798. Also offering trenching services for water and electrical lines. That's Ben Leatherman at Eagle Electric.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Two Timbers offers 24-hour nursing care, wonderful home-cooked meals in a beautiful, home-like setting. Stop in for a visit today and see what they have to offer. Call 442-4444. Two Timbers, 101 East Virginia in Highland, just like Grandma's house on a Sunday afternoon.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime here at Dodge City United Wireless Arena here, Class 1A Division 1 State Girls Semifinal. Matchup between the number one top-seeded Norwich Eagles and number five seed Jonathan West. Lady Mustangs, your Mustangs trailing 23-19 at the halftime break. But a phenomenal second quarter by the Mustangs get them back into this contest, trailing 11-4 at the end of the first quarter, but outscoring Norwich 15-12 in the second frame to get within as many as two, and a last-second offensive putback by Norwich got that lead back up to four. That's where we're sitting right now, 23-19 at the halftime break. Norwich in that first half, a hot start from their leading scorer, Braylon Kelly. Finished the first half with just 10 points, but she had the first 7 points in the ballgame. She cooled off into that second quarter, but picking up some of the slack was offensive rebound opportunities for Norwich. 4 points for Brooklyn Sheets, 4 points for Marissa Brewster. All eight of those points combined came off of second chance opportunities for the Eagles. 3 points for Tasia Samuelson and 2 points for Kirsten Adams. Adams coming in averaging 13 a game and just two in that first half for the Eagles. The Eagles finished the first half with just 6 first half turnovers. And when you're looking at opportunities, especially out in transition and different things like that, the first quarter, neither team really able to get out, as neither team had any points off of turnovers. But in that second quarter, you saw a little bit more defensive prowess from the Mustangs, forcing some turnovers and getting some points off that as they finished the first half with 4 points off of turnovers. In the first half, Norwich shot 42% from the field, a perfect 4-of-4 from the free throw line, and hit 3 three-pointers in that first half. for Donovan West. Leading the way, Brenna Eady, who exploded in the second quarter. She had two in the first, but six in the second quarter for Eady. And a lot of hers, again, offensive takes to the rack, able to get her to 8 points. Then it drops down to Avery Weathersby, who had 5 points, three of them in that second quarter. And then 2 points each, Kyra Johnson, Claire Cole, and Milena Wedstein. We talked about the rebounding disparity between these two teams at the end of the first quarter. It was 10 rebounds for Norwich, just 5 for Donovan West. At halftime, Norwich's advantage is just down to 1. 14 rebounds for Norwich, 13 now for the Lady Mustangs. In the first half, Donovan West shot 36% from the field. Only 2 free throw attempts, they hit one of them, and 0 for 5 from behind the half moon. That is an avenue for Donovan West. That is one that is driven often for this Mustang team. They like to shoot from the outside, and right now, 0 for 5 from behind the half moon. We look for that to change as we head into the second half. And a big thing, as I bring my partner Fozzie back on here too as well. Well, first half, you saw basically just two different quarters of basketball between these two teams. One first quarter very much dictated by Norwich and the pace they wanted. Second quarter, Donovan West kind of took that over.
Yeah, and it's interesting when you kind of think about it. I don't know, not necessarily, I'm going to kind of contradict you a little bit. I don't know that Norwich really got what they wanted as far as pace and tempo. They did have some possessions where they were able to run some offense, but I really thought Donovan West got the game the way they wanted it. They just didn't shoot the ball at all. They were 16% from the field in the first half, Donovan West was. So, first quarter, they're now up to 36% in the first half. So, Donovan West, they got, I think, the game they wanted in the first half. They just weren't able to finish. And so, it allowed Norwich to get out. And when they did run offense, they got some good looks. And really, quite honestly, you take away the first 3 minutes of that ball game, this has been very, very even. I mean, Braylon Kelly for Norwich, she comes out absolutely on fire and drops 7 in the first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I don't know their scouting report and if they knew that she was a shooter. I mean, she's averaging 12 a game, so obviously somebody can score, but anytime somebody comes out hot like that, they're going to jump out ahead of you. And again, Donovan West getting good looks. They're getting shots they want. Now they're starting to shoot the ball a little bit better. I feel pretty good. And I think if you're Coach Perry Smith in the locker room, you're starting to panic.
Out.
I mean, we're speeding them up. And here's the deal, too. Norwich was getting very, very tired. About the last 3 minutes of that second quarter, they were pretty gassed. So, again, you don't always have to have turnovers out of a press. You're just trying to speed them up and wear them out. And I thought they were doing a good job of that.
Second quarter, you mentioned Donovan West shooting better. Boswell, that's because they shot 54% in the second quarter alone, 7 for 13 in that second quarter for the Mustangs, really boosting their team field goal percentage in that first half.
One thing they're going to have to do in the second half, I think another key that Coach Smith's probably talking about is offensive rebounds. You know, you look at the stat sheet, I don't know if this is accurate. They says Norwich only has 3 offensive rebounds.
I don't know that I believe that,
but I do believe the fact that I thought there was 6 points on the offensive glass. So, again, you take away a hot start from Braylon Kelly, you take away some of those offensive rebounds, it's a different ball game, but that's the way it went in the first half. So, if you're Coach Smith, I think you really agree to keep him off the glass. Don't give him the second opportunity to put backs, and then we can get this game under control.
Okay, we got to do a quick break here. Second half action on the way next after this 60-second timeout. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Two Timbers offers 24-hour nursing care, wonderful home-cooked meals in a beautiful, home-like setting. Stop in for a visit today and see what they have to offer. Call 442-4444. Two Timbers, 101 East Virginia in Highland, just like Grandma's house on a Sunday afternoon.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Donovan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
KNZA.
Back here in Dodge City, second half action underway. Now moving right to left on Norwich, Donovan West moving left to right. Norwich with the basketball to begin this second half. Quickly down the floor, tapped out of bounds. It'll stay with Norwich. Jake Spaulding alongside Chris Boswell. Seth Tollison working some magic back in the studios, helping us out here today. 23-19, Norwich has led the entirety of this game. Their lead is 4 as we begin this second half action. Here's Adams, turnaround jumper, no. Rebound ripped away by Avery Weathersby. Mustangs looking to run. Wetstein in the front court. Elevates, shot, miss, rebound backside by Norwich. Let's get you your starters here for Donovan West. It's Brenna Eady, Milena Wetstein, Claire Cole, Kyra Johnson, and Avery Weathersby on the floor here for the Mustangs. Brooklyn Sheets, top of the key now. Entry pass goes to Kristen Adams, tries to drive right to baseline. Gets it down to Sheets. They kick it back out now. Top of the key, it's Tasia Samuelson. Over to Brooklyn Sheets. She'll fire an air ball, but it's going to be considered a pass. Oh, my goodness. And a foul on the shot as Kristen Adams banks it home. And Kyra Johnson, they say, pushed her in the back. And Johnson will pick up her first. Now, just a tough break. I mean, Donovan West, they're in a good position. It looked like a shot. It came up short with an air ball, if you call it that, if it was a shot. But Norwich able to pick it up, put it right back in. Free throw on the way, short. First free throw miss, and the rebound offensively, though, to Adams. Norwich with the basketball. Trying to extend this lead. It's currently at six. Here's Brooklyn Sheets out top. Now as it goes to Tasia Sanderson, and now Avery Weathersby is going to pick up her third personal foul with 6:54 to go in this third quarter. And immediately, Weathersby looked at the same official and said, I did not hold her. But Weathersby will have to check out right now with 6:54 to go on the third. Katie Johnson in with two fouls. Triggering it in and taken away by Claire Cole momentarily. And it's going to stay here with Norwich as she passed it out right in front of us. Man-to-man defense here by the Mustangs, trailing by six. Triggering it in to Braylon Kelly, leading scorer in this game with 10. Now Samuelson, left wing right in front of us. Now this comes to Brooklyn Sheets, tries to take Kate Johnson off the bounce. Now entry pass is Kirsten Adams, and a traveling violation here on Adams will be the seventh Norwich turnover. So the only thing that offensive rebound gave Norwich was just more time off the clock. 6:36 to go in the third.
Yeah, it was good defensive possession right there. You don't want to give them an and-one and then an offensive rebound and another bucket on top of it. So good job buckling down and getting a stop.
Weststein, left wing three. They need it. They need it. They can't get it. Rebound, spot four, tapped around. Claire Cole had it, but it's out of bounds. Now 0 for 6 in the game are the Mustangs from behind the arc. Milena Weststein is a three-point specialist for this team. They're going to need to get a couple of those to drop, especially as Norwich leaving them wide open. In the backcourt still, full-court pressure applied, picked up in the backcourt and getting across the Brooklyn Sheets are the Eagles. Now Adams in the front court at the left elbow will kick it back out as Norwich says, let's run some more clock. Adams dumps it down, Brooklyn Sheets spins in the lane, loses a handle on it, wraps around, pass to a wide-open Braylon Kelly. Kelly now with 12, and Coach Smith's going to be calling a timeout here. 27-19 Norwich, 5:57 to go in the third quarter. 30-second timeout. We're back in third in Dodge City on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Coach Perry Smith calls timeout. He is 2-3, or 2-1, excuse me, head-to-head against Coach Mike Claver. But that one loss was with this Donovan West Mustang program 2 years ago in this same exact game. Right now, the Mustangs trail 27-19. With the basketball out of the Coach Perry Smith timeout. Brenna Eady down low. Kyra Johnson fouled. No. Hey, whistle. An air ball. Coach Smith with two hands in the air. Palms up. Asking for a contact as it was there. Now Norwich with the basketball on the front court. Following the missed shot. Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell. Courtside here at United Wireless Arena. Kelly comes down low. Brooklyn Sheets fades away off the window. No. And that's going to be a foul on Norwich. As Kristen Adams will pick up a personal, not over the back, because she's a lot taller, but goes through the back at that time and picks up her first.
Yeah, I think Donovan West, they just got to find a way to get a bucket here. Just off this little run by Norwich to bucket, get back into it. Get the momentum back in their favor.
Four-thing run here by Norwich to begin this third quarter. Mustangs are scoreless so far in this third frame, trailing by 8. Weathersby back into the game for the Mustangs. Here's Kyra Johnson, spins in the lane, elevates for 5. That one's good. Huge shot there by Kyra Johnson to get the lid off the basket for the Mustangs, back within 6. Full court pressure being applied here by Donovan West. In the backcourt, are the Eagles still in the backcourt? Still in the backcourt. They get it across with 1 second remaining on that count.
Oh, they've been really close several times.
Outside, Samuelson now inside Adams, an air ball rebound here by Kyra Johnson. Mustangs looking to run the floor. Kyra quickly up the floor, left-handed dribble into the corner. Claire Cole, she'll drive baseline, elevate, shot, miss. Rebound backside by Adams.
Oh, great look by Cole, drove baseline. Instead of going into the tree, she pulled up short, just missed the jumper.
Samuelson head fakes on a 3, skips it down low. Take by Marissa Brewster, cut off there. Nice by the Mustang defense in Kate Johnson. Entry pass, Adams squares, deflection, but an easy lane will be replaced by Kelly. As the double team comes to the 5'10" senior, wide open backside layup.
And I understand wanting to double, but Donovan West, they can't double from the other post player because then it leaves the backside wide open.
Happened a couple times in this third quarter. Now the Mustangs trail by 8. Weathersby tries to dump it down low and throws it away. Turnover number 4 now on D. West. Weathersby's got 3 fouls. She's got to be careful here on the defensive end. 3:50 to go in this one. Kelly on the baseline. Give and go. Brewster off the window. No. Rebound, though. Adams, her putback. Still no. Rebound. Fought for. And Adams comes away with it. Deflected by Johnson. Still in the air. Maybe a travel. No call. And Norwich will reset their offense now. Entry pass down low to Adams. She squares to the basket. Loses the handle on it. It's a loose ball on the floor. And kept alive by Norwich. They're going to call a timeout for the Eagles with 3:29 to go in the third. It's 29-21, Norwich leading Donovan West back in 30 here to Dodge City on 103.9 KNZA.
Experienced, trustworthy, local, and accessible. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland is on your side for legal advice. General practice attorney and strong supporter of area students and athletes. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland.
Johnson Ag is proud to support strong growing student athletes, just like the Golden Harvest seed that Johnson Ag offers that are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Great varieties of Golden Harvest seed are available and built for real life, just like Johnson Ag of Bendina. Online at JohnsonAginc.com.
103.9 KNZA.
Norwich gets the timeout to save a possession, but Kirsten Adams, injured on a play, will sit on the bench right now for Norwich. Jake Spalding responds well. 29-21, Norwich has led the entirety of this wave, led by as many as 12, they're by 8 right now, 29 to go in the third quarter. Eagles trying to trick their against his man-to-man at the drop the foot of E, and that puck count was so close to being called again. This man-to-man defense is pretty easy, no story here in the second half. Well, I guess that's what you got
to
do.
Yeah, it was really close to a 5 count.
Norwich now underneath their own basket, triggered in, entry pass down low. Trying to find some room is Haley Sheets, but nothing's there. Now flashing is Marissa Brewster. Good defense right in front of us here by Claire Cole against Reagan Smith. Entry pass deflected by Katie Johnson. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession will go to Donovan West. As a turnover on Norwich now, number 8 in the ball game.
Well, you can't fault Donovan West at all for their effort. I mean, geez, they're playing really, really good defense on the initial shot. They're having some trouble with the offensive rebounds, giving up a few, but their overall defensive efforts have just been great.
29-21, Norwich with an 8-point lead. Mustangs with the basketball. 3:05 to go in the third. Johnson throws it away right into the hands of Norwich Eagles' Braylon Kelly, and that's the 5th turnover now on West. Still in the backcourt are the Eagles, seeing across the Kelly, across the timeline. Now a traveling violation here on Brewster. Again, this Donovan West press, even though you're not going to get a steal initially, it's speeding up the Norwich team.
Yeah, just speeding them up, and they're uncomfortable when they get playing a little bit faster.
Brenna Eady will run the point for the Mustangs. It's Eady, Kyra Johnson, Claire Cole, Avery Weathersby, and Katie Johnson. Eady in the lane. Out of contact, no whistle. Weathersby has the basketball now. Skips it, top of the key. Johnson, head face on a 3. Her sister Katie working on the post, nothing there. Now back to Edie, top of the key. When Donovan West had success, Bob, it was when Edie was attacking the rack.
Yeah, she's got a little bit of a mismatch. Haley Sheets, a little bit bigger girl, trying to defend Edie out on the perimeter. I think she can take her off the dribble.
Kyra Johnson spins in the lane, shot missed, rebound tapped out of bounds. It'll stay with Donovan West. or no, it'll go to Norwich. As Weathersby was battling down low, the official never signaled where it was going. But Maleda Westine comes back in for Avery Weathersby. Mustangs just 2 points here in this third quarter, but just six for Norwich, a very low-scoring affair here so far in the third. And a steal here by Kyra Johnson in the press. Fake shot. No! Rebound fought for coming away with this Norwich.
No, just not able to make those little bunnies right there. They've had a lot of opportunities. Sometimes it does get disheartening. You get steals off of the press. You're getting able to get out and run, and you can't finish. You can't make those little buckets.
I mean, D. West has only five turnovers. They forced 10. They're winning the turnover battle, but not getting very many points off of those right now. Norwich with the basketball in the backcourt, and newly dribbling it out of bounds. A trap comes in backcourt, and they break pressure due to the Eagles. Up to Braylon Kelly, now down low to Adams. Has a strip by Edie, out of bounds to Donovan West.
In good hands, Edie able to get her quick little hands in there and poke the ball away. It bounced off the Norwich player out of bounds.
2 minutes to go at this point. It doesn't matter what kind of a score it is, right? It just a bucket needs to be had here by the Mustangs. With 2 minutes to go in the third, down by eight. Edie, head fakes on a jumper from 22. We'll swing it around the horn. Westside head fakes on a three. Nice dribble drive. Maleda Westside. Scoop shot is good. I think that's what they have to do. They had success early. Again, they just weren't making those. But I think you got to continue to drive and penetrate. Kelly in the backcourt gives it off to Reagan Smith. It dribbles all the way across the timeline. And then they throw it away. Donovan West with a 12 force turnover on Norwich. Here comes Cole. That's a Kyra Johnston. Drives baseline. Contact comes on the floor. With 1:24 to go here in this third quarter, the Mustangs trying to make a push.
That's number two on Braylon Kelly. Here's what's crazy. That's only four team fouls the entire game.
Not the second half.
No, two for the whole or four for the entire game, but number two on Braylon Kelly.
Kelly with two. Mustangs have triggered in. They get it into Weathersby, top of the key. Avery trying to get it back down low to Kyra Johnson, but can't. Now Claire Cole on the right wing. She'll drive baseline. Elevate. Shot, no, but she's fouled. And that'll be on Tasia Samuelson. Claire Cole to the stripe has 2 points in the game.
You know, that's what Donovan West, they've done a good job all game long. They're getting downhill, dribble drives. Now they're starting to get some of those foul calls.
Free throw by Cole is good. 67% foul shooter. She leads the team at the stripe. Katie Johnson in, Avery Weathersby out. Again, Coach Perry Smith trying to save Weathersby from the defensive side as much as he can with those three personal fouls. 29-24, Norwich, 1:16 to go here in the third quarter. Claire Cole's second free throw is good. There's an Eagle calling in the background of her shot. Didn't faze her. Now a four-point game in the backcourt. Eagles break pressure into the front court now. It's Samuelson over to Brooklyn Sheets on the right wing. She'll dribble it into the near corner. Now 1:04 to go in this third. 29-25, a 4-0 run here by the Mustangs. Trying to close this quarter out on a run, and they will again because of the turnover on Norwich. Miscommunication from Kelly and Adams.
For Donovan West, they could get a couple more possessions. Just under a minute, 57 seconds left here in the third quarter. If they go down and get a quick bucket here, they might be able to get another steal or turnover and go back and another possession at it.
Coach Smith asking for four out here. 29-25, Weathersby back in. Katie Johnson back out for Donovan West. Little offense for defense here for the Stangs. Westcott in the left wing. Dribble handoff with Kyra Johnson. Now Claire Cole at corner. Dribbling it back to the middle is Edie. Brenna needs some help. Finds Claire Cole. Entry pass to Weathersby. Avery. Big shot. Yes, and one.
That was a great set by Donovan West. They ran their four out, which is leads to some dribble weave on the top, and then they get a ball screen. They got Weathersby posted up on the block. Great entry pass over the top. She was able to catch, finish with the contact.
Foul on Marissa Brewster, her first. Weathersby to go to the stripe where she's a 63% foul shooter, 1-for-2 tonight. The toss from Weathersby is good. It's a one-point game. 38 seconds to go in this third quarter. Katie Johnson back in. Avery Weathersby to the bench. And the Donovan West Mustang faithful rise to their feet as their Mustangs on a 7-0 run. Here is the final 38 seconds to go. Still in the third quarter. Full court pressure here by the Mustangs. Dribbled around by Kelly. A near double dribble. That ball hit her arm and then near backcourt violation as well. This press has really wreaked havoc on Norwich in this final 2 minutes of the third quarter. In the front court are the Eagles. Brewster, top of the key. She finds Samuelson, guarded tightly by Claire Cole. 15 seconds to go. Now on the left wing it comes. Haley Sheet, high post action. Marissa Brewster dribbles lane line. No. Kelly, top of the key. And then the ball sits away. Here's Lena with 5 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lena, left-hand layup. It's good! And the Mustangs will go to the fourth quarter, leading 30-29. A 10 to that 9-0 run to end the third quarter. We're going to the fourth, the 5 seed. Your Donovan West Mustangs leading 30-29. We're back in 1 minute here on 103.9 FM.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Bill and Marilyn Young with Bendina Insurance Agency are proud to support local schools and ready to handle all your crop insurance needs. With over 3 decades of experience, if you have insurance questions or are interested in a free crop insurance quote, call or stop by Bendina Insurance Agency, 988-4245.
Been putting off an electrical project? Stonebarger Electric of Highland is your local electrician for residential and commercial projects. Michael Stonebarger has more than 15 years' experience in Northeast Kansas and is currently looking to add a new electrician to his team. When you need electrical, thank Stonebarger Electric.
Bank of Denton, established in 1894 and continued full-service banking you can count on. Paul and staff look forward to helping you with all of your banking solutions. Bank of Denton, standing strong and proudly serving you in Denton for nearly 120 years. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Action at United Wireless Arena. Dick Spaulding, Chris Boswell. The Mustangs end that third quarter on a 9-0 run to have their first lead of the ball game. It's 30-29. Norwich with the basketball to begin this fourth quarter. And Edie, phenomenal defensive pressure. It's Edie, Weathersby, Claire Cole, Kyra Johnson, Malena Westbine, and a deflection, a near steal by Donovan West, but collected here by Adams. She goes right to the rack. Base shot is good. Nice little drop step there from Adams. Post move, and it's a one-point lead now for Norwich. Now Westbine trying to hit a three. She does. The first three in the ball game for the Mustangs, and they have a two-point lead.
Boy, and that was a deep three. She didn't even hesitate. Caught it probably 23 feet away, pulled the trigger, and nailed it.
Full court pressure again by Donovan West. This Mustang team has turned over Norwich 14 times in the game. Two-point lead, 7:15 to go in this fourth frame. Dribbled down Brooklyn Sheets to the short corner. She's stuck, needs some help, finds Samuelson. Her shot, no. Rebound backside, Claire Cole for the Donovan West Mustangs. Quickly up the floor, Weathersby on the right lane line. Backing down her defender, needs some help, kicks it over to Cole. Claire, nice dish, Kyra Johnson, no. Rebound by herself, still no, but she's going to the line for two.
Well, you can see the energy right now. People talk about momentum. How big of a deal is it? Well, I'm going to tell you, momentum is a huge deal. And right now, Donovan West, they've kind of seized control of that, able to get a couple offensive boards, now shooting free throws.
Kyra Johnson to the line. She has not been there yet tonight. A 64% foul shooter. First one good. 34-31, Mustangs with the lead. Second one, it's good as well. The Mustangs are finding their way right now, up 35-31. It's a 10-2 run extended back to that last quarter. Took an 11-2 run. Now another steal. Kyra Johnson in the short corner. Handoff. Weathersby banks it home. She's got 11. Timeout Norwich. 37-31. The TBL crowd. Donovan West Lady Mustangs lead by 6.
Well, Coach Claver for Norwich, he's kind of feeling things slip away, and we kind of talked about it off air. Here's what's really interesting. We talked about Donovan West wanting to control tempo in this game. Early first half of the first quarter, Norwich was, they were not tired. They were fresh. But as the game progressed towards the end of the first half, they started getting tired, and Donovan West able to have some success. Then you saw them start the third quarter. Norwich was very energized. They expanded their lead, and here we go now. They're wearing down. Donovan West absolutely not showing any signs of fatigue. In fact, they're probably more energized than they were to start the game.
37-31. We'll keep this one here. 6:43, a lot of game time left here in this one. But the Mustangs, Bozzie, are on a 16-2 run, dating back to the 2.5-minute mark of the third quarter. 16-2 run against this top-seeded Norwich Lady Eagles here in this fourth quarter. So timeout, Norwich. We're back onto the floor. It'll be Norwich basketball. The Mustangs have Edie Wettstein, Kyra Johnson, Claire Cole, and Avery Weathersby on the floor. Full court pressure. In the backcourt, it's Kelly. Trap comes in the short corner right in front of Coach Perry Smith. They get it off, though, to Sheets. Haley trying to dribble up near side. Nearly a travel, and it will be called. A turnover on Norwich, their 16th of the game.
Yeah, this press right now for Donovan West just stifling, and you're seeing Norwich players, they've just had enough of it. I mean, every time a player catches it from Norwich, you can see the frustration on their face.
So Anderson will go out. We had a brief stoppage because I think perspiration from Coach Perry got onto the floor. He had to wipe it up with a towel in the front court. The end-to-end defense still by Norwich. Donovan West with the basketball. Weave action. Edie needs some help. Finds Claire Cole on the left wing. Now out to Kyra Johnson. She'll drive to the free throw line extended. Now Melina Westside on the right wing. Dribble weave action with Brenna Edie. Edie gets it out to Kyra Johnson, who will hold the basketball on her right hip with 6:10 to go.
They're trying to work that dribble weave action again, which I really like. It creates opportunities to drive, but then they're also looking for Weathersby in the post.
Kyra Johnson goes strong to the rack. Shot missed. A lot of contact. No whistle. Here comes Norwich, and Weathersby's got to be careful. She's got 3 fouls. Now a ball on the deck. Kyra Johnson with the steal. Her shot, no. Gets her own rebound. Oh, Donovan West will have the basketball. Weststein, straight away three. No. Fight for the rebound, and a foul will be called on Donovan West on that rebound. You like that three if it goes in. If it doesn't, you want to burn some time, but that's somebody you want taking that three.
Absolutely. I mean, you're not going to get mad at a kid for having confidence and stepping up trying to make that shot, but at the same time, you're kind of like, man, let's just slow it down here and try to run some more offense.
Jump ball, possession, E-West. Turnover from Norwich here in this second half. That's now 17 in the game for the Eagles. Donovan West with the basketball underneath their own basket. Up by 6, 5:43 to go in this fourth quarter. Dish inside, Weathersby. Shot no, but she's fouled, and that'll be on Adams. And Kristen Adams has picked up her second. And Avery, check that. Melena Westheim will go to the free throw line for two for the first time tonight, where she is a 63% foul shooter.
That's a fantastic inbounds play. 1-4 set along the baseline.
Westheim's free throw off the front rim, no.
The ball side block lifts. They fake that, and then the weak side block comes up and sets a back screen and then rolls directly back to the ball, and that's what they were able to get.
Mitzstein's second free throw is good. Even with all the noise in the arena, it's a great place to be playing state tournament basketball, huh?
No, absolutely.
38-31, Donovan West, now their largest lead of the game of 7. They trail by 12 in the second quarter. Kelly, top of the key, dribble, weave, and handoff to Reagan Smith. Now right in front of us, it's Haley Sheets. Entry pass to Adams. She'll fire from 8. That's too strong. Rebound backside, Weathersby for the Saints. They're looking to push. Edie into the front court. No numbers, and Smartly backs it out. Now Weathersby, a wide open 3. It's good! Melina Weathersby, a transition 3, and the Saints lead is 10 with 5 minutes to go.
Again, she didn't hesitate on the 3. She pulled the trigger. That time she was able to knock it down.
Kelly into the front court quickly as the Eagles break pressure. Now Reagan Smith, dribble weave action. And how many times this year do you think Norwich has been down by 10 in the fourth quarter? It hasn't happened often. Only 2 losses this year. How do they handle this pressure by Donovan West? And a foul will be called. Will it be on Weathersby or on the screener? It looks like it'll be on Melena, trying to fight through the screen. It's her second, team's fourth.
When you can see the look on Norwich players, their faces, it's almost a deer in the headlights look. Like they can't believe what happened. We were just up by 9 a little while ago, and now all of a sudden they're down by 10.
Weathersby will go out of the ball game for a breather as Katie Johnson checks back in. For Donovan West, here's Kelly into the lane, elevates, bank shot, in and out, rebound though, Adams, her putback is good.
Well, 3 different people went to help on the dribble drive directly down the paint, left somebody unblocked, boxed out.
Kyra Johnson quickly in the lane, she flashes and banks it home. That last bucket by Norwich timeout, Coach Perry Smith. We'll talk more about it in a second. 4:28 to go, 30 seconds timeout. 33 for the Eagles, 43 for your Mustangs. We're back at 30 here to Dodge City.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
Greenbelt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Greenbelt Insurance online at greenbeltinsurance.com and Facebook.
103.9 FM KNZA.
4:28 to go on this one. Jake Spalding, Chris Boswell calling a phenomenal game here for Doniphan West. Mustangs at one point trailed by 12. Now they're up by 10. Full court pressure here by the Mustangs. Norwich has it in the backcourt. And a steal. Again, Kyra Johnson. Easy layup miss, though. Rebound for the Eagles. Johnson wants that one back, but that's 19 turnovers on Norwich. And Adams in the front court in the short corner. Now top of the key. It's Haley Sheets. Entry pass goes to Kristen Adams. Now trying to go on Weathersby. Goes baseline. Great defense by Weathersby. Ball's free. Turnover on Norwich number 20. Donovan West in the front court. Claire Cole. Contact. No whistle. Shot missed. Rebound fought for, and a jump ball will come. No, ball's free. Picked up by Edie. Her shot missed, and Norwich runs away with it. Under 4 minutes to go now. Down by 10 are the Eagles, and a near travel. Not called, and the Eagles will settle down now. Here's Adams trying to take Weathersby off the bounce, but Weathersby, phenomenal defense. Here's Brewster. Her jumper is good. Timeout by Norwich. 3:32 to go. It's 43-35, Doniphan West with the lead, and Coach Perry Smith not happy with his girls right now. We'll take the break. We're back in 1 minute on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eagle Electric is your partner for residential and commercial contracting of all electrical work. Call Ben Leatherman at 785-741-1798. Also offering trenching services for water and electrical lines. That's Ben Leatherman at Eagle Electric.
Highland Hardware for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs, and maintenance. Tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland. Go Mustangs!
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the Norwich timeout, Donovan West facing pressure for the first time today, and Edie's going to break it with ease. Into the front court quickly, Brenna Edie trying to go baseline, but it's knocked out of bounds off of her own foot, and it's a turnover on Donovan West.
Now's this little bit of a danger zone. It's 3:26 left in the game. Donovan's game plan is run, 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 but now you've got an 8-point lead. How much do you slow down and control the ball?
Full court pressure being applied here by the Mustangs, and the Eagles break it with Kelly into the front court. Got to be careful. No fouls here. If you're down to the West, looking down low, it goes to Adams. She tries to turn in the lane. Running shot missed. Rebound backside, though. Sheet. First shot, no. But a foul will be called on Brenna Edie. They're going to say Edie pushed Sheets down low, and so Sheets will go to the line where she's 2-for-2 on the day. And just like that, 10-point advantage, Mustangs all momentum on their side, and you're seeing Norwich have a nice little counterpunch right now. The Sheets to the line, 2 out of 2 on the day. First one is no good.
Well, and if you're Norwich, I mean, you don't win 21 games just because you're an average team. I mean,
yeah.
They know how to battle through some of these situations, so they're starting to gain their composure back a little bit.
One more coming here for Sheets. Shot on the way is good. That was just the first personal on Brenna Edie, so the Mustang lead is 7, 43-36. Both these teams have had double-digit leads in this game. Largest lead was Norwich by 12,
And then just a moment ago, we got a jump ball and a possession going to Norwich. So back-to-back turnovers by D. West. How did Donovan West get back in this game? Force the turnovers. Now Norwich doing the same.
Yeah, they're just kind of panicking a little bit right now, which is unusual. They don't need to. You've got a big lead. You've got great guards that can handle the ball. Just keep your composure. Be strong with the ball.
And you see Norwich is wanting to pound the rock into the paint. They do so right here. It's Reagan Smith. Her shot missed. Rebound tapped around and fight for it. And coming away with this, Melina Weinstein. Numbers for the Mustangs. Melina in the lane. Over to Cole. Her shot, no, but she's fouled. And we'll go to the line. Run as fast as you can. My name's Melina Weinstein. You can try to catch me if you can.
It's an absolutely frantic pace right now, and I'm kind of scratching my head a little bit. These girls, they just don't know any different. Go, go, go.
That's right. But they're Mustangs, man. They like to run.
Yep.
And open. Hold the line for two. First one off the back heel.
Got to start. Make sure you take advantage of these opportunities at the foul line. Knock down some free throws.
She was 2 for 2 coming into this one, and she's a 67% foul shooter, best on the team. 43-36, Mustangs. Second one. That's in and out. That went halfway down the split back out. 7-point lead for Donovan West. Here comes Norwich, 2:45 to go. Kelly, top of the key, gets it off, though, to Adams. Adams kicks it on the near side. A long two on the way by Reagan Smith, an air ball, and it'll go out of bounds to Donovan West with 2:35 to go in this one.
Well, I'd be tempted if you're Donovan West, if you get the ball, you beat this press, get it in the front court, run your dribble weave offense, and take some time.
Mustangs break pressure. Going to left side, dribbles to the right wing, and she backs it out smartly, gets it out to Tyra Johnson, 2:25 to go. Edie with the right-handed dribble, kicks it right wing to Claire Cole. Nice night underneath the basket. Weathersby shot up and good. Give and go, Avery Weathersby now with 10.
What a great, great possession. They backed it out. They ran their dribble weaves. That extended Norwich's defense. They were able to get the lob pass inside to Weathersby for an easy two.
Now Kelly, she's been quiet in the second half. The free throw line jumper from Brooklyn. She, too, is good. And timeout Norwich, 45-38. 2 minutes to go. We'll take the break with them. It's a 60-second timeout. Final 2 minutes coming up next here on 103.9 KNZA.
Is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility of helping neighbors and friends live easier through insecure financial times, providing loans for home, auto, and agriculture, as well as standard checking and savings accounts. You can depend on your friends at the Bank of Highland to help secure your financial future. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, making life better right here at home.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back out here in Dodge City, Norwich with a timeout after the made basket, free throw line jumper by Brooklyn Sheets, but it's a 7-point Mustang lead. 1:59 to go in this one. 45-38, Jake Spalding, Chris Boswell. Bozzy, how important is this possession here for the Mustangs to be patient on the offensive side?
Huge. I think, number one, you got to beat the press, get it in the half court, run your dribble weave, your four out. I think Norwich is probably, they're going to have to start coming out and fouling, trailing by 7.
Melina Weinstein tries to get up to Edie. Double team comes, but Edie able to step through. Now Claire Cole in the left corner, backs things out to Kyra Johnson, and Claire Cole is fouled by Tasia Samuelson. I think you hit the nail on the head. Coach Claver said if we get beat on this press, you got to foul immediately, and Claire Cole will go to the line for a 1-1.
Yeah, Norwich has to find a way to get some extra possessions here. They got to get a foul and hope they miss them.
But Cole just went 0-for-2 from the line a minute ago. Now a 1-1 for Claire, the senior. Hits the first. Massive free throw there from the senior. Earns the second. 46-38, Donovan West, 1:52 to go. One more free throw pending. Oh, Isaac tries it, and she buys it. Now 6 in the game for Claire Cole. Full court pressure still being applied here by D. West. Up by 9. 1:49 to go on this one. Trap comes near side, but getting it off to Tasia Sanderson. Now down low it goes to Adams. Turnaround jumper, no. Rebound Weathersby. Tapped over to Kyra Johnson. Johnson got shoved in the back by Adams, but she says, I'm okay, coach. I'll dribble it up for us. Kyra's caught. Finds Brenna Edie. Step through a defender on a trap. Kyra Johnson with the basketball. 90 seconds to go in this one. Johnson over to Weinstein. Melina dribbles through. Finds
Brenna Edie kicks it back to Kyra Johnson with 1:20 to go in this ball game. Trap comes, foul happens with 1:17 to go in this ball game. 47-38. D West with the lead and the foul called on Tasia Samuelson.
Really, really smart basketball right there. They had an opportunity. They probably could have made a bounce pass across the lane for a contested layup, but they went ahead and kicked it out. Heads up play, ran some more clock, and ended up getting the foul.
1:17 to go. Kyra Johnson to the line for a 1-1. First one. Rims all the way around the world and drops through. Extra oil on that rim, Bozzie, and spinning it around. 10-point lead here for D West. 1:17 to go. Winner goes to a state title game tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Johnson's second toss. Off the back heel, rebound to Wettstein for the Mustangs. Out to Cole. Now Brenna Edie, 1:10 to go. Brenna, backside five, Melina Wettstein. Layup is good. 18 now in the game for Melina Wettstein. 1 minute to go. 50-38, D West. Here comes Norwitz quickly at the floor. Ripped away by Johnson. And then Kyra's tied up. Possession will stay with D West. Another turnover on Norwich Bows at 21, and with 55 seconds to go in this game, Donovan West leads by 12.
Well, you mentioned Donovan West pressing a little bit still, and really they don't have anything to lose. They've only got five team fouls, so you can still be a little bit aggressive, try to force those turnovers.
Weathersby to Trigger. Gets it in the backcourt here. Claire Cole back to Weathersby. Now Kyra Johnson, they break the press with ease with Melina Wettstein. 45 seconds to go in this game. Now Edie dribbles it between the rings. The West faithful rise to their feet on the east side of the gymnasium as they know that their Mustangs are going to be going to a state championship game tomorrow. Timeout, Coach Perry Smith. It's 50-38, D West. 38 seconds to go. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer, too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Can you feel it, Northeast Kansas? Because the people here at Dodge City can feel it. The Donovan West Lady Mustangs lead 50-38 with 38 seconds to go. They have the basketball. Coach Perry Smith, anybody and everybody in navy and orange to their feet right now. 38 seconds to go. Jake Spaulding alongside Chris Boswell. Seth Tollison back in the studio. Avery Weathersby to trigger it in for the Mustangs. Gets it into Claire Cole. Back to Weathersby. Top of the key, Edie. 35 seconds to go. Doesn't look like really that Norwich is going to foul here. They're just going to try and get a steal as Edie and the Mustangs just play keep away. Wettstein in the corner. Skip pass to Claire Cole. Now Weathersby. Back to Cole. Now Edie. 20 seconds to go. The promised land is in sight for the Mustang team. How about a backside find and a Weathersby layup? 7 seconds remaining. It's 52-38. Norwich in the front court now. 3 seconds. Will they put up a shot? Down low to Adams. With no time remaining, that's going to be your final score. 52-38. The Donovan West Lady Mustangs knock off an 8-time defending state champ in the quarterfinal. They knock off top-seeded Norwich in the semifinal. And they will be playing for a 1A Division I state championship on Saturday. We'll summarize, get a post-game reaction from Coach Perry Smith, and bring everything back to you after this break here on 103.9 KNTA Hiawatha.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We
no land.
Are you tired of tires that need to be retired? Look no further than Triple L Tire in Highland to help you find the right tire for whatever car, truck, or ag equipment you have. Triple L Tire can make tire purchases quick and easy, not only to fit your budget, but a choice you can be confident with. Remember, they offer full-service oil changes too, plus front-end suspension work and four-wheel alignments. Give them a call at 785-444-TIRE. That's Triple L Tire in Highland and online, tripleltire.com.
With nearly 40 years under our belt at Taylor Seed Farms, we continue to focus on honesty and integrity. We've set the standard for personalized customer service. Our corn and soybeans are field-tested and tried in your growing environment. Taylor High Quality Seed. We stake our name on it. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com to find the hybrids and varieties that are right for you.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Up out of Northeast Kansas, you'll have somebody playing in a state title guaranteed tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Where it'll be at, that's undecided, whether it'll be on 103.9 FM or 93.7 FM KAIR. That will be determined based upon how things shake out the rest of the day. But the only thing that matters right now is the Donovan West Lady Mustangs, 18-5 when they come into this tournament. But Coach Perry Smith, Oz, talked to us numerous times about how the TBL prepares you for tournaments, for games, and opportunities such as this. And they've won two straight, knocking off an eight-time defending champion and the number one top overall seed here in the semis.
Boy, outstanding effort. I mean, I kind of looking through the statistics, I'll jump into those real quick if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Here's the difference in the game, folks. Donovan West, they stuck to their game plan. They didn't panic. Norwich came out early. They jumped on them. They got up 7-0. No big deal. Donovan West didn't panic. Even, you know, early in the game, they probably won't. But the difference was they didn't let that affect them long term. They kept pressing. They kept forcing tempo, and we saw it. We saw Norwich start to tire out end of the second quarter, about halfway through the third quarter. Their legs just weren't underneath them. They weren't getting the shots that they were in the first quarter. The press, you know, we always talk about it. You don't have to get a turnover in the backcourt. That's not all the time what a press is about.
Right.
They forced 20 turnovers in that ball game. Donovan West did an exceptional job taking care of the ball. They only had six.
That's insane.
And I'll bet half the turnovers came in the front court, in the offensive sets that Norwich was trying to run. So the press was fantastic, sped them up, got exactly what they wanted. Norwich just never could sustain any long drives. They had some runs, but they couldn't keep it going. And I think that's because Donovan West pressured them relentlessly throughout the game.
Talk about the stability, the stamina for Norwich. They came out 44% from the field at the end of the first quarter, 42% in the first half. They end the game shooting 38% for the game. Folks, averages only happen because, and they only go down because you start doing worse than where you were before.
Yeah.
Norwich struggled to keep their stamina throughout this game, and that's what this Donovan West Lady Mustang team does, is they run you up and down the floor, and this conditioning by this team is phenomenal. Let's go into our final statistics and pick our player to bank on here in just a minute. Melena Wettstein leading the way for the Donovan West Lady Mustangs. Wettstein, let's just give you a brief little synopsis here of what she had at halftime, Bozzy. She had 2 points at the half. Melena Wettstein, 2 points at the half, finishes with 17. 15 second-half points for Melena Wettstein, including two huge three-pointers for Donovan West. 12 points for Avery Weathersby, 9 for Kyra Johnson, 6 for Claire Cole, and 8 for Brenna Eady. Eady didn't score in the second half, but her defensive prowess, once again, proved to be huge for Donovan West. They started the game shooting 16% from the field, end the game shooting 40% from the field, 10 out of 15 from the free throw line for 66%, and those two threes from Melena Wettstein, as Bozzy alluded to, just 6 turnovers, and they forced 20 turnovers in the game. Braylon Kelly came out shooting lights out for Norwich, 7 straight points for the Eagles, ends the game with 14 for Norwich, 8 for Kirsten Adams, who averages 13. Brooklyn Sheets had 9, 4 for Marissa Brewster, and 3 for Tasia Samuelson. We mentioned it, 44-42. That was the percentages for the first and the second quarters for Norwich. They end the game just shooting 38% from the field. They hit 3 three-pointers in the first half. That's all they had for the game, 3 out of 5 for the game for Norwich, and they only shot 7 free throws, making 5 of them. But 17 points off turnovers for this Ivan West Lady Mustang team. Offense wins games, Bozzy. Defense can win championships, and the defense is what got Donovan West to the state title game tomorrow night.
You're absolutely right. I mean, just relentless pressure, great defense. Here's an interesting thing you start looking at. Sometimes when you get in the postseason, especially a state tournament, you've got to have some different people step up. You know, scouting reports, so you can get any film you want now. So teams are prepared. Oftentimes they'll look at their leading scorers. How do we stop that one player? Got to have different players step up. For Donovan West, Kyra Johnson on Wednesday night, she averages 6 a game. She had 18 against Central Plains. And then you look at tonight, Milena Wetstein averages 8. She has 17 tonight. So you got some different people contributing. It just opens up things for everyone else. And I'm telling you, Donovan West, they're a tough team to prepare for because of the balanced scoring. They just have so many girls that can score, they can put the ball in the hoop, and then the defensive thing, that's a whole other nightmare you got to prepare for if you're an opposing coach.
All right, Chris Boswell is going to go get Coach Perry Smith. He's going to be over here momentarily. We'll have a post-game interview with Coach Smith. Stick with us, and then soon after, we'll send you out to Manhattan for Riverside. Their game tips off at 4 o'clock here in just a little bit. But for now, a two-minute timeout. We come back, Coach Perry Smith, on a victorious Donovan West Lady Mustang team heading to a state title tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait to complete our free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home, far from debt.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas.
The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Dodge City, Kansas, the site of the United Wireless Arena, the place. And we are victorious here in Northeast Kansas with the Donovan West Lady Mustangs here in Class 1A Division 1, punching their ticket to a state title game tomorrow at 4 o'clock, winning 52-38 over Norwich, who was the number one top seed. Norwich, the team that defeated Donovan West 2 years ago in the same game. Norwich, a team that everybody across the entire state outside of Northeast Kansas expected to be in a state title game. No more. No longer are anybody saying anything about Norwich, because the Donovan West Lady Mustangs have knocked off the Eagles 52-38 in a game that had ebb and flow and had Uncle Mo talking about momentum, switching sides back and forth. It was all on the Norwich Eagles side early on in the game as they started off 7-0 with Kaylin Kelly getting everything started for the Eagles. Ended up leading 11-4 to end the first. A second quarter that saw more momentum for Donovan West, though, as they outscored the Eagles 15-12 in the quarter to get back within four at the halftime break. A third quarter where you saw Donovan West almost starting like they did at the beginning. Very slow and methodical the first 4 minutes of that third quarter, but as Chris Boswell alluded to, a phenomenal job of just wearing down the opponents, because at that point, midway point of the third quarter, you saw a shift. You saw something flip on the Norwich side, and it was called, "I'm tired, coach." That team from Norwich could not keep up with the stamina that Donovan West had, and the Mustangs wore them down, and Donovan West was down 29-21 with just a couple minutes to go in the third quarter, as Coach Smith is starting to walk towards us right now. And so Donovan West ends that game on an extended 31-9 run. You did not hear me stutter. You did not hear something wrong. With 2 minutes to go in the third quarter till the end of the game, Donovan West, a 31-9 run to close out the game. A phenomenal effort on the defensive side. 20 turnovers forced by Donovan West and just 6 turnovers by the Mustangs. As Coach Barry Smith starting to walk up to us right now, and my gosh, I'm going to give him a second to catch his breath and hang out for a brief second. But as I was saying, 20 turnovers forced, 17 points off those turnovers. Coach Perry Smith, my friend, how are you?
Well, better now.
Coach,
better now.
The first quarter, you know, where the girls kind of – Norwich came out hot in that first quarter. 7 points from Kelly, and, you know, your girls kind of looked like, okay, I got to get in their face. Got to get some better defensive effort going. And then what changed midway point of that first quarter when you guys go on a little 4-0 run?
Well, I thought we finally got our composure, maybe even our legs under us. I'm going to tell you, this last 48 hours, we've been stuck in a hotel at practice trying to do things that are just not normal for your basketball team. And I thought that showed early. And on the flip side of it, I thought Norwich was really, really good. That was things we hadn't seen from them, hitting threes and being that aggressive offensively. Give them credit on that. I thought they were really good. But on the flip side, it took us a while to get going. It took a while for our legs to get going. How many shots did we miss early that we don't miss?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly. So it just took us a little bit.
In that first half, you saw a run in the second quarter, 15-12, able to claw your way back within 4. And then Boswell made a great point in the midway point of that third quarter. He said you could kind of see Norwich starting to get a little bit tired. That's when you guys struck. And I'm going to give you a stat. You guys ended the game on a 31-9 run from the last 2 minutes of that third quarter into the fourth. What was it about your guys' team that just, you know, as coach or as broadcaster Mitch Holtz always says, put the hammer down? You guys put the hammer down 2 minutes ago in the third quarter.
Well, we got some turnovers. We made a slight adjustment on our press that took away the middle. They're so robotical in what they do, breaking the press, and to their credit. I mean, they knew where they needed to go and where they wanted it to go. We made a switch there. We made it difficult for them to get to the middle, and then they had to swing it wide, and we got a couple steals on that. And then how about Melena Westknight? She is a shooter and a scorer. I mean, it doesn't matter if Melena is 0-for-6, and then next thing you know, she might be 4-for-6. You know, she's just streaky that way. And she wasn't even thinking about being missing early. She just was stroking there. And, you know, we're kind of that team. We get on a run, and we go on those 12-0 runs or 8-0 runs very often, and I thought that was kind of what happened today.
How impressed are you with your girls? You know, we talked off-air yesterday a little bit about the size of Norwich and how you guys were going to counter that. Thought you guys had a great game plan coming in, but early on in the game, we were giving up offensive rebounds. How proud are you, the girls, really buckling down defensively, getting those stops and keeping them off the glass?
Well, we did a lot better job defensively, no question about it. But I think part of it was they got tired,
yeah,
and they quit going to the glass as hard. You know, they're big, they're kind of bullish, and that has been their best offense all year. Throw it up and go get it. And tonight, they were that way.
Yeah, they had 9 offensive rebounds for the whole game. I think they had 3 in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah. So we did do a good job there. We finally got the game in the middle of the third quarter to our pace. And finally got up and down a little bit, but we needed to get stops, and we did that.
Of course, 20 turnovers, Coach. You got 17 points off of those turnovers. Just what is it about this team, you know, this specific group that you got, where you talked to me about it numerous times, about how it doesn't matter any given night, someone's going to step up tonight. It was Melena Westknight. What makes your team so difficult to prepare for? Is it because anybody can go?
It is. I think it is. We've talked all year long. I've had a lot of teams before. You have one or two scorers, and if them girls aren't good that night, you're in trouble. We've been balanced all year, and tonight was no different. We just are balanced offensively. We attack you. And these girls are winners. I can't reiterate that enough. I mean, they won at every level. It doesn't matter what sport they're in. They're competitors and winners. And tonight showed that, I thought.
State title game tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Coach, how does 2-0 in a state tournament, how does I'm going to play in a state title game sound to you?
Well, it sounds good. I mean, it sounds a lot better than what I was feeling 4 minutes into the first, I can tell you that. It feels good, and the girls, we'll go get off our feet, get ready to go. And I've been asked many times, you want to see Frankfurt in the finals. I've already been asked that about 4 times walking over here. I tell them this. I said, you know what? It'd be great to see an all-TVL final. I'm a TVL guy. I would love to see it. But I'm not going to be sad if Quinter wins either.
That's true.
So I wasn't going to ask you that question.
Don't you worry. Because ultimately, Coach, we're very happy for you. We're happy for your team. Thank you so much for hustling out here and jumping on with us. And we'll see you tomorrow. We'll do it all again.
Thank you, Jake. Coach. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Coach Perry Smith for the Donovan West Lady Mustangs. With that, we'll send it back to the studio. Once again, your final score, Donovan West Lady Mustangs 52, the Norwich Lady Eagles 38. The 5th seed Mustangs out of the Twin Valley League will be punching their ticket and moving on to the championship game tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Again, check the MSC Sports Radio Network's website, mscsports.net, in order to see what station we will be having coverage of for the Donovan West Lady Mustangs. A little bit later on, here in about a half an hour or so, we will have Riverside playing in their semifinal girls action. Just a fluke on the call, but for now, Seth, I'll send it back to you, sir. Have a great rest of your afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow from Dodge with Donovan West going for their first ever state title in girls history.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.